Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. It's almost March, and there is a lockout in process in Major League Baseball. The two sides are fighting over money. Now, I won't go into details here, except to say that there are owners whose franchises have increased in value by billions, while the owners did little except count all that money, and there are players who make tens of thousands of dollars a day sitting on the bench. It seems like they would want to figure something out that keeps their golden goose laying those wonderful eggs. As a boy, I used to count the days in February until the players reported to spring training, pitchers and catchers first, of course. That was the date that daily baseball reports would begin to run on the sports pages of the two newspapers that our house subscribed to, the Daily News and the New York Times. It was the Times' Red Smith who wrote, 90 feet between bases is the most nearly perfect thing that man has ever done. He wrote great prose. And the Daily News published great photographs. Two papers as different as night and day, two papers with excellent sports pages nonetheless. Those papers would fuel me. I would look at them, go out and play baseball, and then take a look at the evening edition if my dad brought one home. I played the game constantly. I played it like there was nothing else to do. I was a crazy person on the bases, a mad child. Being small, I got a lot of walks and found myself on first base frequently. I never waited more than two pitches before taking off for second. Now, for little kids, the catcher's throw to second is a long one, almost always on a bounce or two and almost never on target. I was a boy possessed. I practiced sliding for hours. I made my coaches crazy until I was standing safely at second, and that made them happy. Then I would steal third. The coaches would take us to our games in two cars. This was the day of bench seats. Buckets were a few years away. You could sit four or five kids side by side on the back seat, then I would lie down across their laps. We would go to games in two cars, seven or eight of us in each car, not a seat belt in sight. Ah, the good old days. Our heroes, of course, were the major leaguers. In those days, the media protected the players, and reports about their grotesque off-field behaviors were heavily censored. Womanizers were described as fun-loving. Bullies were rough-and-tumble guys, and alcoholics were carefree. So many of our heroes fit into one of those categories. Some of them fit into all three. We had a huge cherry tree in the backyard, an anomaly in Woodside, Queens, New York. One of my cousins climbed high into it and tied a heavy rope. It had 1,000 uses over the years, the simplest of all toys, right up there with the ball and the stick. The rope was whatever you wanted it to be. I would untie the swing setup and retie the end of the rope into a large double or triple knot, just about the size of a baseball. And just like that, I had home run derby. Knocked that knot out of the park with every swing. I performed head-to-head contests between my hero, Mickey, and the other sluggers of the day, Jensen and Colavito, and the dreaded Harmon Killebrew. My guy never lost, of course. It was my knot. In my yard. Life was simpler then. Mickey Mantle was paid the astonishing sum of $90,000 in 1962. The minimum salary for a major league player in 2021 was $570,500. It would be interesting to be at the baseball contract negotiations this spring, where the players are demanding a minimum salary of $775,000 from those owners whose teams are worth from $1 to $5.75 billion. Surely they can all tighten their belts a little and find a way to scratch by, and then we can get on with spring.